One. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Well, welcome back to, if you listened to our last episode, it was only 2 days ago, so.
Yeah, welcome back.
Clayton, right. Sit down, get comfortable.
Sorry.
So, we are on a time crunch, as some would say, so this is going to be a short recap to a shitty short week.
First, Arsenal beat Chelsea. Oh, we're up without Brian again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a surprise.
This is actually a three-man podcast. We changed all the logos, he just doesn't know it yet.
But yeah, all right, going into this game, I will say a few things I want to talk about. I won't, you know, try not to talk too long because I know we're on a time crunch, but first goal, I think Petrovic probably should have done better. He gets beat near post by Trossard at 4 minutes into the game, and I think from there, you know, I think you texted the group, right? Or someone texted the group like, oh, this game could get like to be 6-0 like early.
I think I texted that before the first goal. It was when they, like a minute 30 in when they got that breakaway, and I was like, oh, this is going to be brutal.
Yeah, but Chelsea actually had like, they looked decent for like a 15-20 minute spell in the first half, and then it just all, the wheels fucking fell off.
I can't wait to play them this weekend.
They looked terrible.
It was embarrassingly bad in that second half of that game. But before we do that, Jackson, thought on potential red card?
Yeah, honestly, like I've seen it given. I mean, this is just another terrible, terrible week for the officiating.
Yeah, he's late and he's high on Tomiyasu's leg. So regardless, he stays on. Can you imagine if they were playing with 10 men, though, for the rest of that game? That was early on, too.
They might have done better. Yeah. They were just like tucked it in and tried not to get scored on.
Yeah. So we'll go into some of the goals. We spoke about Trossard. Havertz has two against his old squad.
I just
squad.
Love that for him.
And he celebrates. Yeah, he was like...
I mean, there's no way he wasn't celebrating.
The shit
fans
he got from
him.
The fans, too. Like, I'm so down for it. Like, he deserved to do it. Next, I want to talk about Odegaard. I think he had an incredible performance. I think he's proven to be one of the best center mids in the league.
I argued with you at the halfway point in the season that it should have been, I think it should have been Douglas Luiz over Odegaard. I've really watched the last two Arsenal games because it was like us Champions League, their last win, and then this, and he has looked unreal. I think he looks better as that false nine though.
Yeah, he has a hand in everything. Like that pass to Havertz's second goal.
Hand.
Or
get it?
Was it first goal or second? Whatever goal it was, he was on a fucking dime. And yes, you're both touching my knee, like doing the Thierry Henry thing. But yeah, he looked incredible. Benny Blanco,
it was the third goal.
Well, yeah, it was Havertz's second though, right?
Yes.
Benny Blanco with the brace that screwed me in fantasy. Who would have thought he would have had a clean sheet and two goals?
Bruno going off the Manchester United game screwed me too.
Yeah. Last thing I want to talk about in this game is Raya has 14 clean sheets.
Does he really?
He's the leader in the Golden Glove by 3 or 4 clean sheets, I think. I don't think he gets like the respect he deserves, but also I think a big part is how good our defense is this year.
Yeah, I think that's one of those I would attribute more to Saliba and Gabriel than I do Raya, because I think Raya is good, but I think he's not.
He started shaky, but I think he's also become a lot more. He's made some big saves for us in the last couple of games, too.
I think because he started shaky, nobody thinks that he has 14 clean sheets. Because I remember the beginning of the season, we were like, he's not that great.
And I think the fact like there was such drama with Ramsdale, too, in the beginning of the year, too. It's like, who do you pick? Like, why do you have two starting keepers? And I think he's done a good job at like kind of solidifying that spot. But
yeah. Dan, you winning the league this year?
We're not out of it yet, but... I don't see City slipping up in the last couple of games, unfortunately.
I mean, the Spurs game is, until we get past that, I will feel zero confidence.
We got them too.
Arsenal plays Spurs this weekend, though. That's your test.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, either team, that's the big game left.
Yeah. United away, which is never easy, but.
All right, I'm done. Moving on? Or do you have thoughts?
I don't have any more thoughts.
Okay,
on
moving
that.
On.
Just thoughts on how bad Chelsea is, but we'll.
So bad.
That was Tuesday. Next game, Bournemouth Wolves. Clayton, your thoughts?
So, I thought this was, like, one of those fun, entertaining games where it was kind of back-to-back because, like, we didn't really care the result. Both teams were staying up, and it was just some entertainment.
What do you mean by back-to-back?
I meant, like, back-to-back, like, there was kind of, like, both teams had a chance.
So, like, back-and-forth.
Back-and-forth, thank you.
Okay, just checking.
The only thing I'm going to say about this game is that, again, the refereeing absolutely fucking blows. Wolves scored this really nicely worked header off a throw-in on the right-hand side, and... I forget who it was. I think it was...
sounds important.
I think it was Kuna. And Kuna goes, kind of swings his arm in front of Kluivert's face.
Oh, I
and
did see
And he doesn't
this.
Make
yep.
contact with Kluivert, but Kluivert... Well, it doesn't look like he makes contact, but Kluivert flinches. He doesn't appeal for it. He doesn't go down. He immediately starts putting pressure on the ball. they score off the cross of a header. Hwang scores a header off that. Really nice header. And they call it back because they for a foul.
You mean to tell me Wolves got screwed by a VAR
decision
again? Wolves
get screwed by a VAR decision again. And this whole day, VAR was terrible.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
tell us how you really feel.
I'm just so over the officiating, dude. Scrap VAR. Do the automatic offsides. Do the goal line assists. Do the goal line technology stuff when the ball goes over the goal. Scrap it all together. Get some actual guys who know how to do their fucking jobs in there and coach and ref these fucking games.
Do other people call it VAR or is it something we just started doing? Because I know most people say VAR, but we just started calling
it. I'm sure other people say it.
I'm just so over it altogether.
Wolves get a loss at home. Moving on.
Yeah, that's all I had on that one. All
right. Next game on the sheet, Crystal Palace, Newcastle. This one I want to talk about. Rolling.
They are looking like. First thing I want to say is, like, are we going to look back at this team in, like, 2 or 3 years and think, like, all right, maybe they should have done better? Like, look at some of the talent on their team.
But they haven't had Eze it all year. That's been their problem.
They haven't, but they also have Gaye, who should be, like, who's been talked about making the England squad for years now.
Mitchell, same thing.
Mitchell. Anderson's a great center back, too. And then Schlupp's
been around forever.
Schlupp has. And then even Wharton's looked really good too since in his last couple of starts for Crystal Palace, and Mateta in the last couple of games too. He's on 11 goals this season right now.
Check to Corey
two on this one.
Yeah,
was one of those guys that was sought after by everybody, and he went to Palace.
And were they 11th in the league or
I can
Palace,
check. Hold on.
14th on 39 points. They are 4 points, three points behind a Fulham.
I think the Roy Hodgson signing was just bad for them.
I think it was good when they did it last year because they were at that bottom point and they just were like, hey, come
we gotta hold on.
Us. But then I think they shouldn't have made it permanent just because they had a couple good games on the jump. They should have went out and found a better manager in the summer.
I want to say that first goal in this game is one of my favorite goals of the season so far, just in terms of like link up. The 1-2 between IU and Mateta in this game is beautiful. So right off the training ground, you could just see like the connection, cohesion there.
Have you seen all the stuff on Twitter when it's like, oh, Mateta with a tucked-in shirt equals Thierry Henry? Because he's been so good.
Hey, with this game,
Hey, whatever works for you, man.
He's got back-to-back braces, I think. So he's
You know, that's when you use back-to-back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Back-and-forth braces.
All right. Anything else on this?
No.
I pretty much think that kills Newcastle's chances at Europe.
Yeah, they look. I mean, they keep going hot and cold. I feel like one game they're great, the next game not so much. They just got to get some consistency.
They are now in seventh. I mean, they're three games. They have a win against Sheffield most likely coming up. But Man U also plays Burnley. So, I mean, they're pretty much chasing Man U for the fifth spot.
Yeah, it's tough.
This was a game they should have probably done better on, we thought. Moving on to the Merseyside.
What a result. Goodison Park, Everton taking the title away from Liverpool.
Liverpool fans are down bad this last couple weeks,
dude,
man.
Yeah, and against Everton, I was absolutely loving it.
Bottlers?
Okay.
We're the only ones that get the...
Yeah.
I don't know if they... I mean, they're definitely
not?
Fucking... Because they weren't up by
everything.
Eight. Yeah, but they weren't
they
up
were
by...
They were earlier in the season.
Yeah, but how earlier?
A couple weeks ago.
They weren't up by eight.
Not eight, but...
I still... I think you... It's not as close, not as bad, man. Sorry.
I mean, saying, they crashed out of Europe. The title race is... I mean, I don't think... They're not necessarily out of it yet. Anything happened in the last couple weeks still.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have the easiest schedule rolling out still.
Yeah. But yeah, what a crazy result. Everton at home. Did you hear what the fans were chanting at the end?
I did, yeah. That was amazing.
I didn't. What was it?
It was... what was it? You lost the League of Goodison or
that's fucking
they lost
cool.
the League of Goodison.
Yep, love that. And I mean... Liverpool just, Darwin Nunez, dude, can't fucking finish.
I was talking to a Liverpool fan, and he was like, I thought we had a chance getting back in that game, and then Nunez literally hit one right to Pickford, and he's like, we're fucked. That's it.
I think it was Gary Lineker was talking about him shooting that, and he was just like, he even looks up. He looks up,
he puts
sees
it there.
Where
and
Pickford
kicks
is,
it right at him.
And then kicks it directly at him. Like, he had the near post, he had the far post. No, he just said, fuck it, I'm putting my foot through it.
Pickford did have some good saves on
the
game.
He did some great saves.
I mean, they had seven shots on target and kept the shutout.
Yeah.
For a piece of shit.
Clean sheet, sorry. For a piece of shit.
But one thing I do want to say is Konate, like, gave them that first goal, though. The flood
clearance.
Oh, it was so
right
good.
To
McAllister was clearing it, too.
Branthwaite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looked like it was McAllister, but I think it was Konate that got a foot on it.
Konate hits it as McAllister, because McAllister's standing right behind him and goes to swing, and Konate gets a touch first, and
it fucks up his pass.
McAllister's clearance, so it hits off McAllister and goes square right to him.
I think my favorite, I was just going to say something, but I lost it when you were talking. Fuck me. Keep going. I'll think of it.
Your favorite.
Oh, I saw it was like a meme. It was like the camera guy recording Liverpool's documentary for this season.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the fucking laughing face. And he's like, this is just brutal. It like started off so good. It's like, we got a quadruple. We got the treble. We got the double. We are not going to just, it's it.
Yeah. The sad part is that Salah's like having a good season.
He's gone.
17 goals and 9 assists, but he hasn't scored in the league since April 7th.
He's going to Saudi.
Yeah, I think the injuries have really gotten to him, and he's probably... He just doesn't look the same player in the last couple matches.
He looked, like, very pedestrian in the last game.
Oh, got a pedestrian in there.
Speaking of Liverpool, they just agreed to terms with their next manager.
Oh, yeah, the Fenroid guy, right? Yeah. Fenroid?
It's like what's his name? It's like Ale something.
I'm not even going to try. Yeah.
I don't know enough about him. It's about
like
him.
They won the Dutch Cup this year.
I mean, about him, like, as a coach. Like,
personally. He coached the team that won the Dutch Cup this year.
You're such a dickhead.
I mean...
What kind of style does he play, Matt?
4-2-3-1.
I hope you're so fucking wrong.
No, I watched a TikToker talk about it earlier this morning.
All right. Man, you Sheffield.
Dude, when Sheffield went up early, I was dying laughing. So much shit, but I was like, no, it's still Sheffield.
Give it time.
Yeah. And honestly,
man.
Yeah, terrible from him.
First goal was all his fault.
Mm-hmm. I saw someone on TikTok being like, yeah, he should be like on the underrated like player this
season. I made a note of that.
I was like, is ridiculous.
Did you forget about every other thing he fucked up this
season?
Yeah,
it's like, what do you mean?
Or he has a save here and there, a decent game, but he's also given away
so many
way
chances.
Too many goals to be considered team of the season or
underrated team of the season.
Yeah, honestly.
But Maguire scores, unlikely goal scorer.
Yeah.
And then Bruno to Penn draws it even, and then they kind of just controlled the game as soon as they brought it level, to be honest.
His second goal was really nice, too.
It was.
Pretty far out, right side.
Two of my friends that I played co-ed soccer were actually at that game.
Really?
Yeah. He said he was shitting himself until the Penn.
Could you imagine going to the game and losing to Sheffield? That's the game you go to.
Yeah, well, I think, I want to say it was one of the guys from Barstool went. I don't know if it was the Arsenal game or the Liverpool game, the one before it. He's like, all I want is like not a 0-0 tie. I don't want a tie. I don't want a tie. He's like, and then we were down 2-0. And he's like, I'll fucking take a tie.
That's funny.
Because he flew all the way over there just to go see the game. And he's like, I really just don't want a 0-0 tie. And then we were losing. He's like, I would have taken the tie.
Yeah.
But Man U wins, keeps their spot in Europa Conference, right? Is sixth right now.
I think seventh is Conference League.
Oh, seventh is Conference. So Newcastle right now is in Conference.
We were in seventh last year and got Conference League. I think it depends on who wins the FA Cup, though.
Gotcha. 4-2. United wins. Beat Sheffield, as we all thought they would.
Woo-hoo.
Moving on to Thursday's game. You guys can bitch about it for 45 minutes.
First off.
Okay, thank God we're on a time crunch.
Yeah, first off, that was a terrible foul that they called that Foden scored his second goal. There should have been three Brighton pens.
We're just going to go right past De Bruyne's goal. That was a nice goal. All right,
it was a nice goal. I don't fucking care anymore.
Thank you.
The refs, like, they didn't even look at the penalty. I've fouled people like that numerous times.
You talking about the Vardiol one?
Yes, the Vardiol one.
I don't think that was as egregiously bad as people are saying.
He literally clips both of his legs.
Yeah. He runs in and he doesn't get the ball at all.
He doesn't even try.
He doesn't even make a challenge, though. He just kicks him while he's running.
But you can make contact?
That's contact!
But that's the definition of a foul.
No, I'm not saying I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying the player, offensive player kicks, like, I don't know how to explain this without making it sound stupid. Like, his foot just hits his leg while he's running behind him.
Yeah, that's a penalty.
Guardiola also cuts him off and doesn't get the ball.
Yeah, Guardiola goes on one side of him and jumps over him and goes on the other side. It's 100% a penalty. Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
That's money talking right there. I cannot believe you don't think that's a penalty.
I don't think it's a penalty.
That is wild.
Also doesn't think the Foden foul was a.
No, I don't think that was a foul, but I think that's also happened all season. Just
you don't think that's a foul?
No, I do. Wait, which one are you talking about?
The Foden one he scored the free kick off of.
Outside the box that he got fouled.
Right.
You don't think that's a foul?
The one they scored on?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're arguing?
It's not a foul.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, you said it. Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Originally,
you
said it wasn't. No, you said it wrong.
Right, it was. Isn't that what you're arguing?
Yeah,
it did. That it wasn't a foul. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, but it sounded like you said it wrong the first time.
How did I say it the first time?
Just move on.
Play the tape.
Yeah, we can go back and check. All
right, we'll check it. Go ahead.
I can't do that while we're doing this. It's going to fuck up the whole thing.
All right. Anyway, not a foul. I don't know, dude. They could have been three Brighton penalties. I don't think it would have changed the course of the game. I think City would have won this regardless. Also, again, if any of these fucking players bitch about the time, how many minutes they're playing, Bernardo Silva played this game. He clearly did not have to. And he's played 120, 90, and now another.
Well,
90.
At this point, there's nothing else. Like, we're just playing league games, so it's not like we have anything else to
prep
for.
Yeah, but if you're still
going to
be bitching about
the FA Cup final, I guess, but...
Yeah, but that's going to be after the league.
That's like May
25th, after,
I think.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend for those in the States.
Ooh.
It's Saturday.
All right, talk about your boys.
I mean, I was a little worried going into this. I mean, every game now I'm going to be worried, because all you're going to think is the worst, because that's just how you have to think. I was happy we got one early-ish, because that kind of puts a little comfort in the game, because like I'm always worried that teams are going to just sit back and defend against City. When we get an early goal, it opens them up, and that's what I think the De Bruyne goal did. It opened Brighton up a little bit, which allowed us to score the next couple, regardless if it was a foul or not. But I also agree it was not a foul, but it does happen. Yeah, there was some refereeing question marks, I guess we'll say. fuck off, Clayton.
I didn't say anything.
You fucking shaked your head. But listen, we live another day. We're right now in second with a game in hand. Arsenal
plays Forest.
Arsenal plays Tottenham. So that's gonna be a big game. Are you guys home or we'll talk about
we're
it.
Away.
We'll get there. Your way. So I mean, we're in a good place. I think betting odds right now, we're the favorite. So can't be too mad to be where we're at. Like I said, a lot's gonna ride on this. If we don't win the league now, it's a weird season. Like we kind of did like the Liverpool where you had the chance at the treble still. Now we can still at least get the double.
Still an FA Cup.
Yeah, we're still at a double.
Yeah, we can still get it. Domestic trouble.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm happy. I'm not going to harp on it too much.
Bitch.
Fuck you, man. Looking next week, fixtures coming up. By next week, I mean tomorrow. Today's Friday. First game in the morning, Clayton, Liverpool, West Ham.
1-0 Liverpool.
Ooh, at London Stadium.
Yeah.
They've been on a bad run of form lately.
So is West Ham.
What about East Ham?
The Ham Darbies.
The Ham Darbies. So I saw someone make that joke on Twitter, and it got like a bunch of likes. So I'm like, fuck you. That was my joke.
I was like, this
was us. he listens to the podcast.
Yeah. Dan, Fulham Palace at Craven.
I think Palace continues. I'm going to go 2-0.
Keep it rolling.
Matenta brace.
Love that. I'll take Burnley United at Old Trafford. As much as I would like Burnley to win this game, and actually, like, that's a good chance for them to still have a chance of getting out of relegation, I think United wins 3-1. Clayton, Sheffield, Newcastle at St. James.
4-0 Newcastle.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Maybe.
Dan, Wolves, Luton.
The Wolves get fucked again. Do we think that continues?
Absolutely.
I think they get a win. All right, I think it's going to be a tie. I'm going to say 2-2 tie.
All right. I'll take Everton, Brentford. Everton riding the high at Goodison. Give me 1-0 Everton. Clayton, for you.
2-0 Villa. Villa play Chelsea.
I just want to make it known.
Chelsea looked really good last game, though.
Fuck you.
I want to make it known. I actually think Chelsea win this game. I'm not even fucking with you. I think they do.
Why would you even say that?
Because I think they do. I will. Can we have a gentleman's $1 bet?
$1 bet.
Yep.
I would like it noted also on our last gentleman's $1 bet, I did pay Garrett.
You did. So this is our next one. I just have a weird feeling. I don't know. Brighton, Bournemouth.
Clayton again.
1-1.
Okay, exciting. Game of the week, obviously. We just spoke about it. Spurs, Arsenal for title contention and a derby.
Drum roll, please.
I don't
Dan.
Fucking know, man. I literally don't know. This is huge. This is the biggest game of the season. Because if not, we're out of the title race. I don't see City slipping up other than Spurs, which wouldn't matter at this point. Because you're going to beat Forest this week.
Well, I mean, I would hope. We are at Forest, but...
Do I go with my head or my heart? Where do I go?
Your head.
Yeah, be smart about it.
7-0, Arsenal.
I still think we can win. It's going to be tough. It's a derby game. I'm going to say 1-0.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's going to be
a good game.
Gritty one-goal
game.
Yeah,
I think Spurs will win 1-0, too.
All right, Chelsea, 2-0. Let's go.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if they've always done this, but the Arsenal and City games are on Telemundo as well this week.
Ooh, Spanish.
They're the only games on the Spanish channel. It's kind of funny. Because, like, even this USA game isn't. But game of the week, I think Arsenal also 1-0. Clayton, are you sticking with your
I'll stick
joke?
With 1-0 Spurs, yeah.
All right. And I will take City Forest. I'd be happy with a nice 2-0 win here. So I'll take that away from home. That's the next week. And by next week, we mean literally tomorrow. So
what time are we at?
We are
6:15.
Yep. We've run a 20-minute episode.
Woo!
That's pretty good. We will see you this weekend. And by see you, I mean we won't see you. I mean you'll be watching the games and we'll also be watching the games out of the place. All right. Signing off. As the three-man crew,
Brian,
because we're
anything
missing.
To say? Oh, that's right. Two pods in a row.
If you're not here next week, you're officially off the podcast.
Yeah,
if you're listening to this.
Voting them off.
All right, folks. Sorry for the quick episode, but wasn't a lot to talk about.
All right.
See you next week.
See ya.